defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Before I get into the meat of the program today, I think you're going to like it. It's Thanksgiving week, so I'm going to give you a rundown of the upcoming hearing in the Supreme Court coming up on Monday. This coming Monday, less than a week from now, the New York Pistol and Rifle Association case against the city of New York. We will talk about that in great, great detail today because it must be done. I want you to understand this, what's at stake. It's a fascinating deal. Now that we get closer to the second, I want you to know everything. But before that, I talked with North American Arms today. Now, you know the North American Arms free gun giveaway, the two guns, is in full swing right now. I had anticipated giving away those two guns on Sunday. After speaking with North American Arms today, the response from you to the hat giveaway has been so good that they actually ordered another 1,000 hats. They don't want to do the giveaway this week until they extend and give out all of those hats. So what we want to do is wait until at least the following week, maybe the next week, so everybody can participate. We had originally tried to hold that to the first 500 that got a free hat would be in the drawing. We've expanded that. North American Arms is getting a tremendous response. I'm getting a tremendous amount of emails. Those of you who are sending me photographs showing me the actual hats that you've gotten is great. I love it. Keep it coming. Here's what we're going to do. As a result of that, I will not be announcing the winner of the North American Arms gun giveaway this coming Sunday, Thanksgiving weekend. It will not be this weekend. Stay tuned. I'll let you know after the holiday when I have a chance to talk with North American Arms again when we want to do that. We want everybody to be able to participate here and not cut this short. You guys are the greatest. Every single one of you responding. Here's what you do. Simply pick the phone up. Call North American Arms. I'm not going to tell you how to do it. It's real simple. You can go to my website and get their number. You can go to their website and get their number. Should I give the number out? Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give it out later this hour. I'll do that later this hour. But you can also see on Facebook at Armed American Radio, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. I also have the phone number up on that page. Okay, so lots of different ways to do it. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Let me get started here with this. I thought this was fun to do, and I didn't want to do it on Friday. I know everybody's going to be feeling all bloated and doing whatever they do on holiday weekends, particularly this one, Thanksgiving. So I didn't want to get too in-depth and serious with you. We'll have some fun on the show and cover some different issues. But for this leading up, I thought this is a right time to go through this. This today marks the, we're getting, what is it? Today's Tuesday, the 26th. We're getting very, very close to the second. Sunday is the first. This is a good opportunity for me prior to Thanksgiving when people are listening, and I think we'll get a bigger audience to pay attention to what's happening in New York that might not be aware of this. At the end of this program, I'm going to give you my prediction. We'll be able to see probably by midsummer whether or not I'm right. The Supreme Court is taking up the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association's case against New York City that kept the suppressed the right to keep and bear arms. We've got to go back to the Heller decision in 08 about this. So I'm going to walk through this whole thing with you. Follow me. Let's hold hands and go through this thing together. New York City has a ban, or did have a ban, on transporting any of their licensed handguns outside the city. And that included to any range or any home that you may have owned. I mean, now I want you to think about this. The city told you if you had a licensed handgun, where you could take your gun and where you could not in free America. If you had a second home outside the city, oh, I don't know, say Connecticut, say Long Island, say Florida, the city said you couldn't take your gun there. So the initial response is, who the hell do these people think they are that they can tell me where I can and can't take my gun? So we got to go back to the Heller D.C. case, which the individual right was recognized in D.C. Heller 2008. 2010, the right to keep and bear arms was incorporated to the states, meaning the states also, just like the rest of the other amendments, the Second Amendment applied to the states and local governments as well. very important decisions. The left doesn't like to tell us about these things. But this ban in New York was so restrictive that they knew there was no way, the city knew that there was no way that this case was going to survive Supreme Court muster. So here's what happened. You have to go back to the beginning of this. The plaintiffs in the case are New York City residents, residents who have licenses to have their firearms, and they want to be able to take their guns anywhere they want to be able to take their guns, to shooting ranges, competitions, other properties that they own outside the city, anywhere they freaking want to go. So, you know, along with the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association, they decided to file suit. They challenged the city's ban. But a federal district court ruled against them in New York. Imagine that. A federal district court ruling against them. No, New York is okay. They can tell you where you can and can't take your own personal property. Imagine if they did that to a book or to a Bible or to a Koran. You'd have the ACLU going crazy, but not when it's the Second Amendment. So what happened there is after that challenge, they went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. The Second Circuit upheld that ruling, which then was appealed to the Supreme Court. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because the Supreme Court agreed to take this case. Oral arguments begin on the 2nd. The liberals went nuts. The gun grabbers went crazy. Oh, no, they said. We can't let the Supreme Court take this. We know our ban is so restrictive that it is not going to, it's not going to pass Supreme Court muster. It's not going to work. So they had every liberal gun grabber out there screaming and pitching a fit. You guys have got to fix this. Don't let the Supreme Court take this case. You're going to lose. And we don't know how what the scope of this ruling is going to be. That's what's at stake here, is the scope of the potential ruling from the Supreme Court. Now, again, the fact that the justices said, hey, you know what, we want to take this case, that in and of itself is incredibly significant, because the court, since the D.C. Heller decision in 08 and the 2010 McDonald decision, has spent the last decade not taking Second Amendment cases. They've never explained why. They did take this. There's a couple factors in play here that we want to look at. We got to go back to Chicago. In Chicago, in McDonald, the court held that the Second Amendment does in fact apply to the states. But since then, they haven't discussed in any way, shape, or form the scope of the Second Amendment outside the Heller and McDonald case. In February 2018, if you recall, and we spoke about it on this program right after it happened, Clarence Thomas, along with Gorsuch, went ballistic in a scathing 14-page dissent that was very unusual for the justices. Gorsuch and Thomas decided we're not going to let this stand. We've got to respond to this. This was the Peruta case in California, which challenged the 10-day waiting period for gun purchases that the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, and I talked about on this case as it was moving through the court system. Well, the Supreme Court decided for whatever reason in conference not to hear this case. Now, Gorsuch and Thomas went ballistic. And it was a scathing, blistering opinion, according to SCOTUS blog. Blistering. Because Thomas came out and said the right to keep and bear arms, and this is a quote from Clarence Thomas, the right to keep and bear arms is apparently this court's constitutional orphan. Thomas has been screaming for the court to take up another Second Amendment case since Heller and McDonald in 08 and in 2010. Now, there have been some changes to the court, so let's go through some of the changes to the court. Because a few months after Justice Kavanaugh would be nominated, and he would do what? He would succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. Now, you've got to go back, and again, we've spoken about it here. I'm going to run out of time. We're going to do that in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about Kavanaugh's ruling while he was sitting on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. Where does Kavanaugh fit into this? Gorsuch and Thomas signed that 14-page scathing dissent opinion, when the court refused to take the Peruta case in California. When we come back, we're going to talk about that because it's huge. This is coming up on December 2nd, and I'll tell you what it is the liberals fear, why they're so scared. What is it the gun grabbers are so worried about in this case? Why does a bunch of New York City residents who can't take their gun to their second or third home or a range outside the city, why does that bother you? What do you care about that? Oh, you care lots about that as an American gun owner. You know, that's why they don't want the Supreme Court hearing this case and did everything they could to keep it moot. Keep that in mind back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Hold on 1 second for me. This is the time where I take my sip of coffee. I just had it made in the break. Hold on. You know, it's funny. I thought about this today when I had the cup. Somebody said, do you want ice? Do you want hot coffee? This is my second cup today. Both of them have been hot. It's a beautiful day outside the ATL right now. I mean, close to 70 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, very still wind. Gorgeous. Feels like an April spring day. And that's when it dawned on me. It seems to happen all the time. I drink hot coffee on warm days and iced coffee on cool. I don't know. Very strange, weird thing with me. But anyway, it is a cup of Defender coffee, defendercoffee.com. The promo code AAR. Use it. Get free shipping on the coffee. It does not apply to those of you who are members of the coffee club. And many of you are, but it does, because you already get the free shipping, but it does apply the AAR code to those of you who are not. Use the promo code AAR and get free shipping on this very coffee I'm drinking. This is the Freedom Roast. I have both the Rebel and the Freedom Roast. It's great stuff. And they give profits to the Second Amendment group of your choice. In this case, I choose to give mine to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same with every sip of coffee you drink. It's kind of a no-brainer. 2008. The justices hear the Heller v. D.C. case. They overturn the ban on handguns in D.C. That's exactly what they did, and they recognize the individual right to keep and bear arms in the Heller v. D.C. case. In 2010, two short years later, Otis McDonald would get his case heard, the McDonald v. Chicago case. That case would be heard by the Supreme Court. Sometimes I say McDonald versus D.C. If I said that in the earlier segment, I apologize. I don't know if I did, but I've been known to do that. My brain just went there right now. So if I said that, I apologize. It was Chicago. So it's the McDonald v. Chicago case. Otis was a wonderful man. I had the honor to know him, and he was outstanding. And guess what happens in Chicago? Mayor Daley. Remember Mayor Daley? Yeah, and he gets smacked upside the head with the Constitution. The city of Chicago, their ban is overturned. And in addition to that, the Second Amendment, and this was a huge part of the ruling, was incorporated to the states through the 14th Amendment. So it applies everywhere. Now, the anti-gunners, since those two cases, have been twisting the Heller D.C. case in particular because of Scalia's ruling, where he said while the right is individual, it's not absolute. Like other constitutional rights, some restrictions can apply. But he didn't specify. He wasn't specific. He said, such as places like this, sensitive built schools, sensitive locations. But he didn't get specific, nor did the court. Scalia did not get specific in his ruling. As a result, the left has perverted the Heller v. D.C. case. And us, have been screaming for the Supreme Court to take any of a multitude of cases that we have tossed up there that would get the court to wade back into these waters where we need them to be. We need a ruling from SCOTUS, particularly on concealed carry outside the home. We need these rulings. The justices know it. Thomas knows it. Gorsuch now knows it. We know because he joined Thomas in the opinion. So we had there have been a number of cases seeking cert at the Supreme Court. But I take you now, just as a reminder, back to the Peruta case. And the Peruta case challenged California's 10-gun a day. There was some CCW info in there. The court refused to hear that case. Wasn't a setback, but we'll never know why they chose not to hear the case. Regardless, Gorsuch and Thomas issued a scathing dissent in that decision not to hear that case. They're, like us, basically screaming. Thomas has been very vocal in his desire to see the court take a Second Amendment case. So we are now to a point where the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the New York case, and those hearings begin oral arguments on the 2nd, which is Monday next week. So leading up to that, the city of New York tried to pull a fast one. Well, we'll just go ahead and change the law. And when we change the law, the Supreme Court will not have any reason to hear the case because we'll fix it. In other words, let's just pull gun control until we get to the court and the court decides to hear it. Then we'll come back and say, oh, but we didn't mean it. We'll fix it. The court didn't like that opinion. They were asked again to send it back to the local courts or to the federal court. Why? So that they could change it. Because, hey, it's moot. We just fixed the law. Send it back for their reconsideration. The Supreme Court said, I don't think so. We're going to hear the case. If you want to make that argument, you can make that argument when we start hearing the case on December 2nd. We'll see what to do with it. They were having none of it. So over the summer, this is what I'm talking about. This is what they did. They tried to invalidate that Second Circuit decision and send the case back with instructions to dismiss it as moot, as I just said. That didn't happen. But the challengers in the case, okay, here's what the city said. The challengers in the case, now when I quote, can now do exactly what they've requested in this lawsuit. We fixed it, you guys. They can transport their guns within New York City, and they can take them to shooting ranges and second homes outside the city. They can do that. As a result, you know, look, it's no longer, you know, a hassle for them. We fixed it, you guys. We fixed what their problem was. But here's what happened. The challengers are having none of that. Because guess what? Now, again, we're talking about a U.S. city. We're talking about a U.S. state. We're talking about New York, who's never met a gun control confiscatory, some type of edict, it's imaginable or unimaginable, that they just haven't wanted to embrace. Why? Because they're controlled by socialists. They said, no, that's not true. Under the new rules, which the city put in place, guess what? While they're licensed gun owners, they may be able to leave the city with their gun, but they're not allowed to stop for a piece of cheese. They can't stop to put gas in their car, get a cup of coffee because they have their evil gun in their automobiles. They're not allowed to stop along the way. They're not allowed to take their gun to a vacation rental. Now, so you got to ask yourself, who are these people that say you can and can't take these things? Imagine if we were talking about a book or a Bible. This is what Thomas is so upset about. Thomas, again, says, we treat this as second class. We treat the second, what did he say? The right to keep and bear arms is apparently this court's constitutional orphan. It's the redheaded stepchild. The court doesn't want to touch it again. So they said, no, you can't rule that the case is moot. We still can't do these things. And it was obvious to everybody involved, including the court, that the changes that the city made were made to block the Supreme Court from reviewing its rules. We don't want you to see this. This is how socialists work. Let's just push the issue. And if it goes to the Supreme Court, well, guess what? No big deal. We'll just try to fix it and get around it. So now when we come back in the other two segments, I'm going to push forward now. Now you've got the background. Now let's push forward to what we're going to hear on December 2nd coming up and why it's so vital, why you care about it. So I've laid out the background for you in very layman's terms here. Okay, there's no legalese, none of that. This is what happened. 08, Heller, 10, McDonald. Peruta didn't take the case. Gorsuch and Thomas, hey, why didn't you take this? Now we've got the New York case. Everybody agreed we need to take the case, right? It's 5-4. We're going to take this case. December 2nd, the case is going to be heard. That's what we're going to talk about in the second half of the program. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone with my Defender Coffee here on a beautiful day, a beautiful afternoon in the ATL. I hope your day is as pretty as it is here. Hold on one second. You know, we're discussing and we had to go back to 08 and 2010, the Heller DC case and the 2010 McDonald v. Chicago case. And now the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association versus New York City case that the Supreme Court has finally agreed to hear. And we, as we go through this and as I talk about this, I think of all the various different directions that we could go. And I want to keep it just as simple and basic as possible. I don't want to get into reading any of the context of Heller or the context of the McDonald case and incorporating to the states. I'm just kind of going through because that's what the court has already done that. And what I'm trying to point out is what has got the gun grabbers so petrified about this case and why it should matter to you. It's the scope of the ruling that's got them concerned. But let me explain what I mean. They have tried on multiple occasions to have this case found moot by the Supreme Court. Well, you fixed it with your law. And of course, the challengers, and which would be me and you and anybody else in America that's a gun owner, says, hold on a second here. There's nothing stopping them from doing this again. It's very transparent. We saw what they did. They're simply trying to skirt the Second Amendment, and they're trying to make a fool of the Supreme Court, who agreed to hear the case, and then afterwards go, oh, we'll fix it. It doesn't work that way in real world. But to a gun grabber, to someone who doesn't care about the Constitution, I'm assuming that they live in the land of unicorn farts smelling like fairy dust. Where, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just fix it. Well, okay, Mr. Court. Imagine if the Supreme Court set a precedent that said, yeah, that's okay. We're not going to hear the case now because you fixed it. But you better keep it that way. We don't want to have to go through this again. Which is what the Democrats are doing, playing footloose and fancy free with the Constitution, which is what socialists do because they have complete and total disregard for the Constitution. Here's how the city defended the ban. They said that the ban doesn't really place any burden on gun owners at all. They said it doesn't. There's 7 ranges in New York City. Anybody that wants to go to a range can go to a range in New York City. What if you want to go to a range in Wayne, New Jersey? What if the ranges in New York City are too crowded? You know, because there's 10 million people around and 13 million people around. Well, you know, I don't want to wait all this. What if you wanted to go to your second? What if you wanted to go anywhere? Is it any of the city's business at all anyway, period? That we should even be having this discussion, that they should even be concerned about it. Well, clearly in free America, the answer is laughable. Of course not. Take your gun where you want to take your gun. Shoot where you want to shoot. But the city continued to maintain that it's not placing a burden on gun owners' rights. They did acknowledge, this is from SCOTUS blog, and I quote, that the right to keep and bear arms may imply the right to learn how to handle arms, but that may imply that. You know, the stretch that we get here from the gun grabber left is really laughable on its face. But it's costing municipalities around the country gobs of money as it's forcing taxpayer money to have to go to court to sue past these lunatics who simply cannot understand or refuse to allow their citizens, their residents, their constituents to exercise their God-given right to self-defense. The Supreme Court has made it clear. This goes back to the federal government, because the federal government in this case filed what's called a friend of the court brief, agreeing with the challengers. The federal government did. The Trump administration and the Trump federal government filed that friend of the court brief, that it agrees with the challengers that the ban infringes on their right to keep and bear arms. And I'll quote now, the government suggests that the justices don't need to reach the challengers' other arguments, but it tells them that the ban also violates the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause. What is the Commerce Clause? You have it. This just gets so complicated, and I really didn't want to get it that complicated. Because the Commerce Clause talks about where individuals, it doesn't violate. They say that it does not. Here's what the city says. The city says it doesn't violate the Commerce Clause because federal firearms law specifically provides that the right to move between the states with a gun hinges on whether you're allowed to have and carry a gun in the states you're traveling between. That's what they're saying, that federal law says that. So it can't violate the Commerce Clause, which allows you to do what you want in between states. It gets very complicated. The fact of the matter is that the city is petrified, and every gun grabber in office is watching this case very, very carefully, because here's where we get to the crux of this. This is where we get to the nuts, the bones, the meat of this thing. This is where we get down to the brass tacks. This is where the rubber meets the road. How is the Supreme Court going? Because widely expected that the Supreme Court is going to shut New York down in a heartbeat. It's plainly obvious to anybody that a municipality cannot tell you where you can and can't go with your stuff. Even if that stuff is a gun, I can promise you that's what Thomas would say. Quit treating the Second Amendment as an orphan. But here's the deal. It comes down to, what is the scope of the ruling? Are the Supreme Court justices going to narrowly focus a ruling on specifically New York and what's at stake? Or are they going to issue a broader ruling that applies across the country? Here's where the concern is. The Supreme Court is the Supreme Court of the United States, not the Supreme Court of New York City's masters, but of the United States. And it is widely regarded that the Supreme Court took this case so that they could, in fact, issue a broad ruling. You've heard Alan Gottlieb talk about this on the show before. what New York and every gun grabber in America is afraid of, the Bradys, Bloomberg, Every Town for Gun Safety, Moms Demand Action, that's a silly name too, by the way, when you think about it, are scared to death that the ruling is going to apply everywhere. Now, here's my prediction for you. The Supreme Courts are going to strike down the travel ban. And not only are they going to strike down the ban in New York and embarrass the city of New York and scold them for their attempts to moot the case, but the ruling is also going to be a very broad ruling that applies across the country. I do not believe that the Supreme Court of the United States is taking a case to issue a ruling specific to New York City. They could, but I doubt that seriously. That's why the gun grabbers are petrified. That's why they went to New York and said, hey, stop this. You got to stop this. Stop this from happening. You're going to screw up our ability to install gun control wherever we want in our neck of the woods, which is exactly what's getting ready to happen. This is a very, very important case. And yes, it can get a little complicated because we're talking about now, you know, I didn't want to get into the legal ease deal of the Commerce Clause and everything else, but it's a part of the case. What you need to know about this is they don't want the case heard. They did everything in their power to keep the case from being heard. The Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. The city said, oh, my God, we've got to go farther. Let's just try to get rid of the law and fix it and acquiesce and say, OK, we did what you asked us to do. The Supreme Court said, no, I don't think so. And oral arguments begin Monday, December 2nd. As we say down south, that's what's fitting to happen. And what's got the left scared is what the scope of this ruling is going to be. Because I'm going to tell you right now, virtually everybody watching this case believes that the Supreme Court is going to smack New York City right upside the head with a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment and issue yet again a pro-gun rights ruling in favor of the challengers, New York State Pistol and Rifle Association, in this case. And when they do that, because they've already incorporated the Second Amendment to the states through the Heller or through the McDonald decision in 2010, it really stretches the imagination to believe that the Supreme Court of the United States is going to hinder that ruling specifically to New York. So we're keeping an eye out for you on that. Okay, here's the North American Arms number to call, as I promised earlier in the previous segment. 800-821-5283. 800-821-5283. Call that number. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio. They're giving away a free hat, and they are giving away a beautiful free denim hat to you. They will ship it right away. And, of course, you are in the running to win one of those two guns. We'll be telling you about the announcement sometime next week on the MonsterCast. We've changed the date. 800-824-5283. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios on the Car Arms microphone. AmmoLand.com/AAR. Please go there and sign up. Take advantage of the landing page that they've got for us there. Put your name on the list so you can read all of this information from all of the fantastic writers at AmmoLand. It comes right into your email box. Believe me, you can stay up on this stuff big time by simply visiting AmmoLand.com/AAR and stay up on the same information that all of us do. It's believe me, it's enjoyable. You'll have a lot of fun reading some of the best writers in the world when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms. Also, Personal Defense Network has given us the landing page at PDN, personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR. Rob Pincus's pro tip of the week on the MonsterCast are just rapidly becoming a fan favorite. Some of the email I'm getting is outstanding. In fact, many of you have said, hey, run them back to back. They're so good. I want to hear it again the following week. We're not going to do that for obvious reasons. But the fact that you love the content enough to know that if for some reason Rob can't make it, I can always replay one of those. That's how much you're enjoying the content. You can also head over to personaldefensenetwork.com/AAR and see a whole lot more of Rob. The video for you premium subscribers will be coming in the very near future. Honestly, it will probably be after the holidays, probably after the first of the year, which is also rapidly approaching. So make sure to visit, please, all of our sponsors. Vault Pro USA, if you're in need of a safe, they'll build you one, and they'll build you one right here in the United States of America. So don't forget, please visit all of our sponsors at armedamericanradio.com. They keep this program on the airwaves for us, and we've got so much fun stuff getting ready to happen for you, both in internet world, on the website, some of the great partnership deals that we're going to be having throughout the course of the next year. The North American Arms giveaway is in full swing. We've got the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway. Make sure to go over to gunbroker.com and sign up. It's completely free. And take a look at over 1.5 million auctions going on every single day. I tell you, man, when we're under these vicious attacks, the people that support the programs deserve our support as well. That's why they've partnered with us, and that's why we've partnered with them together. All right. I got an email during the break already
about the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, and it's always been, it's argued, it's going to continue to be argued, because the states are saying the federal government is overstepping its bound by using the Commerce Clause, and they can say the Commerce Clause could be used to regulate anything. And it's really messing with the balance of power between the federal government and the states. The Commerce Clause gives Congress the power, and I'm going to quote it now, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian. Who can go where? Commerce relative to the movement of firearms, for example. The argument here is the state is saying you can't take this thing that you own anywhere. And the federal government says, hey, wait a minute, we regulate that. And you've got a friend of the court brief. So the Commerce Clause is involved in this fight in New York as well. And the Commerce Clause is going to be involved in fights among any. It's always been a bone of contention, and it always will be, because it often uses the government, the Commerce Clause, to justify power over the states and their citizens in many different aspects of their lives. So think about that. And now, of course, you've got the Second Amendment fighting about this too, because now what happened in the 14th Amendment in the McDonald v. Chicago case, where the Second Amendment was incorporated to the states. Now the Commerce Clause is being invoked in the fight in New York and so forth. So it's a mess, but the Supreme Court ain't having none of it this go around. None of it this go around. And again, it comes down to the scope of the decision. This decision, sometime probably by mid-June, I just gave you my prediction, we're going to be victorious on this in every aspect of the case that we need to be victorious. I'm pretty confident of that. I think if the justices wanted to moot this case, they had plenty opportunity to do it prior to this, even though they kept it, quote unquote, alive coming into December 2nd. I think they want to explore it a little bit more, but I think they want to explore it a little bit more for different reasons. Because I think it's going to come out as a part of their ruling in this case, unintended consequences from the city of New York. We shall wait and see if my prediction comes true. That's just a gut feeling. I don't believe the Supreme Court is going to issue a narrow ruling. I think it's going to be a ruling that benefits all of us, because this is, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States, not of New York City. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. Did you know, and I know here we go, that the end of the program is coming up, but did you know that it looks like 2019 may be a firearm background check record? 2019, who would have thought that when we hear about, quote unquote, the Trump slump, right? The Trump slump. People aren't buying guns. This is according to the USA Today, that 2019 could break a record firearm background check record. That 2019, and I would have never guessed that. And if you hadn't shown me anything and you'd asked me that, I'd have lost that bet. I would have clearly picked, any of the 8 years during the Obama administration. But the USA Today has been tracking, I guess, background checks for 2019. And they said that this year could witness an all-time record for the number of background checks being conducted. They said in 1 year, the record for NICS is 27.5 million, which it is. We've talked about it on the program before. And what that means is, let me go to AWR Hawkins here, who I had hoped could join us today pre-Thanksgiving, but was unable to do so. And I quote him, "This means Americans buying guns, or American gun buyers, excuse me, could break that record in 2019, especially when you consider that Black Friday sales will be part of November 2019 background firearm check figures. In 2016, there were 203,000. Was it 203,086 background checks conducted on Black Friday alone. Are you planning on buying a gun on Black Friday? Your dealers are going to have great bargains out there. I can tell you they're going to have great bargains out there. It's a great time to buy a firearm. NSSF General Counsel Larry Keene was talking about the anti-gun vitriol of Democrat presidential hopefuls being a driving factor in gun sales. Of course, we know that to be the case. I'm going to throw another prediction at you. A lot of mom and pop shops have seen sales slump in regions of the country, what was known as the Trump slump. But that was prior to, as you know, the campaign that the Democrats that are using literally your right to bear arms as a technique to wage war on America to try to outleft each other in the quote unquote what they call a gun debate, which there is none. There is no gun debate in the country. It's a made up term that them and their friends in the media have given us. The right to bear arms exists. New York's fitting to find that out real soon, beginning next week, or at least when the ruling comes out in June. We're going to find out. But nonetheless, they've been running on this anti-gun agenda. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's going to continue to get worse through 2020. So what you're going to start seeing is those numbers begin to increase as they are and continue to increase through next year up until the election. If a Democrat wins in 2020 and is successful in ousting Trump, which, again, I don't believe is going to happen personally, then those NICS checks are going to skyrocket, in large part based on the vitriol that Larry Keene is just telling us here, counsel of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, that we've been hearing from these socialists for the last year and a half, which will at that time will have been the last 2 years running for president, on taking away your firearms because they now own that. They can't walk it back. Now you've got Mike Bloomberg in the race. Mike Bloomberg is the one that's putting the money from his pocket to their pocket so they can say and do the things they're doing and saying, and he can't run from it. And as Alan Gottlieb said, we're going to make him eat it. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. Complicated case in New York to a certain extent. I hope I laid it out really easy for you so that we can understand it. It's getting ready to pop on December 2nd with arguments. That's coming up in less than a week. Enjoy the rest of your day as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. We'll be working here. You're getting fresh new content all week long. Enjoy the rest of your day today. I'll see you on the radio here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.